What's up? What's up, Godfidence people? My name is Greta, and we're talking about just kind of all of the topics that we've covered in our episodes in this series, just on temptation, on having healthy boundaries, on keeping your mind, your soul, your body, and your health just pure, as well as caring about your friends, and that caring about your friends is more than just meets the eye, mm-hmm. more than just saying, hey, how are you? Okay, cool, let's go do what we want to do, but digging mm-hmm. deeper and actually caring about them. So like I said, my name's Greta. I'm 20, and I'm joined here with Erin, my other co-host. Erin is 21, and she's a senior in college, and she's wanting to go more into producing with music, and she's a singer-songwriter herself, and she enjoys writing music and playing the piano. Lucy is 18, and she is a freshman in college, and she's pursuing her degree in business and professional leadership. She spends her free time writing as well as listening to music. And then Kate is 17 and she's a senior in high school. She loves public speaking, storytelling, and dancing. And all of us are part of the Godfidence Next Generation leadership team. And we just have conversations here talking about relevant topics that are going on in our culture that are probably against the flow, probably mm-hmm. something yeah. that you don't think is cool. Mm-hmm. But we're here to tell you, it is. And it doesn't matter if it's not, but we think it's pretty cool. So come to the table, come join us as we just dive into this kind of mashup of all of the topics that we've covered already. Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about how social media has impacted our life. So Erin, how has social media impacted your life and anything that you didn't share kind of from the other episodes?
Social media, I feel like I kind of have a love-hate relationship with because it has been very good in the sense I've been able to keep up with my friends from back home from Kentucky. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just froze. So keeping up with friends from back home, but also I feel like it has been a distraction sometimes in my life mm-hmm. In which I find myself sitting there for hours, either comparing myself to someone or just finding that as entertainment for me to use instead of focusing on more important things such as spending time with the Lord.
What about you, Lucy?
Oh, social media. I didn't grow up using social media. I just got it semi-recently for a college group. I think it's been great. Literally same thing, like keeping up with friends and things like that, and family members I don't see often. That's it.
What about you, Kate?
I personally don't have social media right now, but for me it has been beneficial not to have it, but I know for a lot of people it's very useful, like Erin and Lucy were saying, just to continue relationships.
So social media has kind of impacted all of our lives in a positive or negative way. It's touched all of us. And there comes a lot of challenges through that. There comes temptation in that. And navigating that can be pretty hard in this day and age. Y'all were mentioning, Lucy was like, I didn't get social media until more recently for a group. And, sometimes it's later in life that you get social media, but I feel mm-hmm. like the age rate that kids are getting on media is like Ooh. Younger and younger. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe like 12, 11. Mm-hmm. And they're coming across these things that maybe they're not ready to see or handle. And I don't know, what are some boundaries that you would encourage somebody that just got social media at a younger age to have? And if they come across something, what do they do with that?
Ooh. I think it'd be very important. I picture this as if I had a daughter or a son, and I think it would be very helpful to have, I know on Apple they have a way that you can put a certain time that you can spend on that app, and there's like a passcode that you can put with it as well. So let's say it's like an hour a day or something. After that hour, then it kind of shuts the app off. Mm-hmm. And I've tried that on myself, actually, and I can't say it really helped me because I didn't put a password to it. But so I think for anyone, if you're trying to spend less time on social media and you want to use that option, maybe have your friend set up a password for you. And so that way you're not tempted to get back onto it by clicking the 15 more minute button or the one more minute button, you know. So I think that can be a very beneficial way if used correctly.
Ooh. I feel that. I think for myself, that is kind of hard. Mm-hmm. But I like how you were saying have a friend, like a trusted friend, mm-hmm. like put a password on there so then mm-hmm. you don't know it. Mm-hmm. Because for myself, like I mentioned in a previous episode, like I'll fast from social media, which just means like abstaining from something that you enjoy for something that you value more. So in this case, it would be, for me, I was fasting social media for the purposes of becoming closer to the Lord and wanting to focus on the scripture more than I scroll on my phone. And I noticed that, you know, when you do fast, you do those things, like your focus, it's really hard. You have this battle inside of you, which is called like battle between your flesh and your blood. So if your flesh and your spirit. And if you ever feel that, like that's what that is. It's like your desire to be holy and to honor the Lord, but also the desire you have to feed your flesh and to look at things that aren't upholding mm-hmm. Or healthy to your mental health, or allowing yourself to compare to other people on social media or that you see in person, just like going down in a rabbit hole of like a downward spiral in what your thought life is like. You know, that's a big, big issue we have nowadays that I feel like can stem from media. And that's from social media, like Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. Snapchat. Oh my gosh, TikTok. We didn't even talk about TikTok. And the amount of just the culture that we have to be famous. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that entitlement we talk about. I've noticed like our generation is so entitled. Mm-hmm. And it's like the world revolves around me. Mm. It's selfish inherently. Mm-hmm. It's all about me. And almost making ourselves like idols.
Yeah.
Like, how do you view me? Because I want you to view me in this way, and I want you to mm-hmm. only praise me through this. And my social media presence, like, won't even go into like the, you know, you're one person when you're with this friend group and you're another person with this other person. That's a whole other topic, you know. But yeah, having a passcode on your social media is. That's a good idea. Mm. That's a really good idea. And I think that helps you manage your time too.
Yeah.
Keeps you accountable. And, you know, you have to have good friends that will keep you accountable for sure. What about you, Lucy?
Oh, if we're talking about the younger, as far as like younger people having social media, one advice I would give to you is the accountability aspect mm-hmm. In your parentals, like mm-hmm. your parentals and how. In order to keep yourself from maybe getting into things you shouldn't, have your social media accounts open to your parents. Mm-hmm. Let them be allowed to scroll through your saved and things like that. And I think it depends on the family too, and each individual family is different. Mm-hmm. But one tip I would give is to do not keep anything secret. Mm-hmm. If you start to feel like you have to like hide something, or you have to like look at this like while your parents aren't around mm-hmm. or whatever, like seriously, just save yourself the hassle, save yourself the harm, and just don't do it. Just scroll on by, just keep going. But yeah, just have it open to your parents. Keeping everything out in the open leaves less room for mistakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be my biggest thing. Just avoid secrecy. Trust me, it'll work out better for you in the long run.
Yeah, even if it doesn't feel like it's going to, it will.
Yes.
And just kind of encourage you guys, like, if it feels like you shouldn't be doing something, then you probably shouldn't be doing that, whatever it is. If you just think, oh, it's probably just myself, it's probably just my own thoughts. Well, sometimes it's the Lord's voice.
Yes.
Sometimes it's Him giving you that wisdom that you didn't know you had inside of you. Or you didn't know was His voice.
Yeah.
But you'll know because He'll never lead you to do something that will harm you or hurt your well-being. But it'll always be something that it'll convict you, but it won't condemn you. Mm-hmm. Or he will convict you, but not condemn you. It'll always speak to you tenderly. It won't like be at the top of his lungs with a fist in his in there.
Yeah.
He's not looking down from heaven at you like, how dare you?
No.
You know, when you're struggling with temptations or your time management even. Like, mm-hmm. I relate to that so much. Like, time management's a big deal. And in this fast-paced culture we have, it's there's a lot of pressure to do things at a certain rate. And if you're behind, mm-hmm. it's like you're failing,
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. But I want to encourage you guys, like, you know, you can take your time. Mm-hmm. You can take your time. You can sit before the Lord and be filled with His Spirit, be full of His peace and His presence. And He'll lead you in that path. It says that He is the light unto your path, the lamp unto your feet. He will guide you. He will direct yeah. you. So, Lucy, Kate, I just asked Lucy this question. But, Kate, how do you... want to encourage somebody that's maybe a younger viewer to have healthy boundaries with social media or even outside of not having social media, how can you encourage somebody else? Mm-hmm.
Kind of reiterating what Lucy was saying, definitely I think parental guidance and just having what you're looking at open to your parents is huge. I'd also say just be careful who you follow, whether that's who you're following on social media or just your friends in general, because you are who your closest friends are.
Mm. Yes.
So just be careful that what you're doing is reflecting God's word, which means you have to read the word to know what He wants and expects of you. Of course, there is grace where He is concerned. Praise the Lord. But I just say both be careful who you follow, be careful what you like, and just have accountability.
That's so good. Accountability is a big thing. We were talking about that with friends, but also like I encourage you guys, like, don't just follow the crowd. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, well, not sometimes, but our culture puts a pressure on us to be followers, and that standing out. Like, everybody wants to be, like, the one person that stands out, the one person that's pretty, the one person that looks good or has good style. They all want to be, like, that one clone of them, you know? Mm-hmm. But then it turns from something beautiful and original to something copied, something cheap. Mm-hmm. And that's almost devaluing who you are, you know? And instead of being the full version of who God's created you to be, now you're just trying to copy who somebody else is. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you'll never be as good as them, because only they can do them.
Yeah.
Only mm-hmm. you can be the best version mm-hmm. of yourself, mm-hmm. you know? And when you're walking in that confidence of who Christ made you to be, mm-hmm. you're going to stand out. People are going to see that in you. Mm-hmm. Your friends are going to notice that in you. And I think Lucy and I were talking about this earlier, that sometimes people feel confident and comfortable mm-hmm. to come share things with us, things on the topic of, you know, sexual morality, sexual sin, you know, struggling with the topic of self-harm, struggling with porn, with alcohol, with substance abuse in that sense. And just other addictions and things. So how do you guys handle other people's hearts when they come to you with such heavy topics, with such heavy things? How do you see them? How do you love them in that?
Mm-hmm. I think loving them and trying to see them as the Lord sees them, and approaching any situation with gentleness and love with that friend. And also just listening. We talked a lot about listening to them, because a lot of times people just want to be heard and they want to feel seen. And so I think taking the time to listen to what they're going through, what they're struggling with, and either praying for them or with them, I think that is also very, very helpful in any situation like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like I said earlier, just pointing them back to Jesus. That's our job. Our job isn't to fix them. Mm-hmm. It's to be new to hear and to point them back to the Lord and just show them that they, like, make sure they know that they're loved. that this does not change how you see them. If it doesn't change how you see them, that's a big one, because I think sometimes people are scared to open up because they're afraid of how other people will see them. Yeah. So just walking out your friendships, your relationships, your life in a way that makes others know that you're safe. Mm-hmm. You're a safe person to come to when they're struggling. That you're someone they can come to because they know you're not going to judge them. They know they're not going to they know you're not going to condemn them. But that you're just going to keep pointing them back to the Lord, and just you're going to steward their heart well. You're going to keep your mouth, you're going to keep your lips sealed as far as what you say to other people. You're not going to mention it to other people. You're going to point them to the Lord. You're going to point them to someone who can help them overcome the bigger things that they can't face alone. You're going to check in with them, things like that. Just different. I say you're going to, like, you know, those are just the different ways you can love people through what they're walking through.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Yeah, just kind of building off what Aaron and Lucy have shared, just, again, find ways to show them that their struggles don't define them. Because with my own struggles, I can find it very easy to just fall into the lie that that's all I am, is I'm all I am is my failures. But that's not what the Bible says.
Yeah.
If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. If you believe in Jesus, there's no condemnation for you anymore. Even just living out the gospel to them, because some might be believers who are struggling with this, some might not. So just living out the gospel in love, and just even sharing with them the good news of the gospel, that Jesus came, lived, and died, and rose again on your behalf. I just think that is also something that can be a real encouragement.
That's so good. Just that accountability. But also the relation too, that like you've been there. And I think what's cool with us, with believers, is that the Lord teaches us things. And sometimes we don't understand why until later, when somebody comes to us with it. And it's the exact same thing you just went through. And it's like that, you know, mentorship, that accountability, that wiser counsel in a way. Like, you may be the same age, but spiritually, like you're more mature, and the Lord's brought you through certain things. And you may have just walked through a season that your friend is walking through right now. And you can just share with them, you know, not that they're better than, but like, you share with them what the Lord's taught you through that, you know? I think that's awesome. But I think all that being said, like, we struggle too.
Oh, yes.
You know, just because we love Jesus and, you know, we're at the table, we're sharing with each other, we're sharing with you guys, it doesn't mean that we're lack of of pain in our lives, of struggles in our lives. We're right there with you guys. We have temptations that we face daily. We have pain that we have to work through and give to the Lord all the time. It just matters where you take those things. And we're here to share that with you, because the Lord has brought us to that place where we know that we take it to Jesus. Now, maybe it's not always right away, like we should, but, you know, there's that place that you know, when you're carrying those heavy burdens, when you're struggling with those temptations, you know that there's a safe place. And I think that's something that our generation is really craving, is that deep need of intimacy that we try to find in sex. We try to find in alcohol and substance. You know, in some ways it fills a void, because in all of us there's a void that needs to be met. And so we try to fill it ourselves. We try to be our own God and fill it with other things that we think is going to be sustainable, when in reality only Jesus is our sustainer. When in reality only Jesus can fill us with the deepest need of intimacy that we can ever know. And that's in His presence. That's with the gift of salvation. And if you don't know Jesus, He knows you. And He wants you. And it's not just a gift that is given to certain people or the good people. It's given to everyone. It's available for everyone. And it just says that in Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That's all it takes.
is confessing that Jesus is Lord, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. You know, sin entered the world in the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned, and they were kicked out of the garden, and because of their sin, we experience those consequences today. But thank God that he died on the cross for those sins and redeemed us out of that, so that we may be able to walk in freedom, to walk in a manner worthy of our calling, that we may live in eternity with our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Like, we have that available. You have that available to you. So I just want to pray that if you're listening and you feel that calling on your heart, that tug, that there's something deeper that you're missing, there's something greater that you just don't understand and don't know what it is, but you're called higher. You feel this weight, and you can't get on top of it. You're just stuck. I just pray that you would encounter the Lord. I pray that you would surrender to him and you would just come before him. He doesn't require you to come all done up or with your whole life put together. Mm-hmm. He says, come as you are.
Yeah.
So right where you are, say, Jesus, I surrender. If that's you, surrender and be still before him, and he will meet you. So just a few more questions for you guys. One, how would you encourage those listening to say no to temptation, and how to replace the temptation that they're struggling with?
That's a good question. So there's a verse actually that I would like to share. It's in 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. Mm. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." And so I just love this verse. And I think it's saying God knows what you can handle, and he's not going to put something on you that there's no way out. Like, there is always an escape out of temptation. So I just encourage you guys to say no, and to be bold enough to say no. And whether that is, no, I'm not going to this party, or no, I am not going to be consumed by social media. And I don't remember what the second part was.
Well, I just gave one part.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, there's always a way out. And so I think that's just my encouragement. Like, the Lord knows what you can handle. The Lord knows you. And there's always an escape. Don't feel like you're stuck wherever you are. Mm.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. Oh my word. A Bible verse that comes to mind. So the Bible says that we overcome the enemy by by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Mm. And so that's how, I believe that's one way we can really overcome all temptation. Like, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have access to, we have access to self-control, we have access to peace, we have access to joy, we have access to all things. He's given us all things that will help us overcome the temptations of the world. We overcome by the word of our testimony, by exposing, by bringing to light, saying, look at what the Lord has done in my life. Yeah. That can encourage our friends, that can encourage others. It's a way of saying, hey, look, God helped me overcome. He can do the same for you. So, yeah.
Beautiful. That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I just encourage... something that helped me was memorizing scripture and just figuring out how I did that best. But in Ephesians 6, it says that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Mm. And you can fight temptation. God gives you all you need to do what he has called you to do. And I would also just say that he can redeem those struggles. He can redeem those falls. In a way that you can't even begin to imagine he can. Mm.
That's so good. So good. Well, y'all, I'm so blessed just hearing all of y'all's insight and wisdom you have to share.
I had something I was gonna say, and it's like off my. Anyways, that's so cool, you guys. I was gonna ask you to share a verse, but almost all of y'all did. So
I was literally gonna say it's so cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
Could I borrow your
Absolutely.
Bible? Thank you.
So that was so cool.
Psalm 139, 7 through 12. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the farthest parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be as night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as day, for the darkness is as light with you.
So good. That just reminds me that, like, Jesus is our comfort in those times of desperation, of hopelessness, of just addiction and harm and pain. Like, Jesus is our comfort and our place of refuge. And I just love, like, I love spending time with him, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. It's the peace that passes all understanding that guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
So
and,
good.
Yeah, it's just, like, one of those places that you know you're loved. Mm-hmm. It's more than just a feeling of, oh, I sense that there's peace here. It's a knowledge.
Yeah.
It's a heart knowledge, but it's also, like, it's that comfort and consistent peace and deeply rooted love that will never let you go. And as well, just it's pure love. It's a pure love that never leaves you nor forsakes you. So I just want to thank you guys. Thank all of our viewers for watching these episodes with us, for just doing life with us and coming to the table and listening to our conversations. We have more resources for you online at godfident.org. And we have an app coming out as well that's going to have more resources that you can download and check in on all those things happening with Godfident Next Generation. But bless you guys. We love you. Jesus loves you. I just hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.